I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1917. That was the day that the United States declared war on Germany and entered World War I. The war had been raging since 1914, but the U.S. did not enter the conflict until 1917. Dubbed the War to End All Wars, the conflict transformed the work experience for many women. As men went off to fight, industries looked to women to fill the labor shortage. By the end of the war, 3 million new women workers had taken jobs in war industries and at work sites like food production facilities and textile mills. A year after the U.S. entered into the war, the Seattle Union Record described the impact on women workers, writing, "There has been a sudden influx of women into such unusual occupations as bank clerks, ticket sellers, elevator operator, chauffeur, streetcar conductor, railroad track walker, section hand, locomotive wiper and oiler, locomotive dispatcher, block operator, drawbridge attendant, and employment in machine shops, steel mills, powder and ammunition factories, airplane works, boot blackening, and farming." The Department of Labor established the Women in Industry Service to address the needs of this growing women's workforce. After the war, the initiative was renamed in 1920 to the Women's Bureau. Its charge was to, quote, "formulate standards and policies which shall promote the welfare of wage-earning women, improve their working conditions, increase their efficiency, and advance their opportunities for profitable employment." Yet after the war, many women were not able to keep their new jobs. Men returning from the battlefront expected women to return home and open up jobs for male workers.